Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again, both for our radio audience joining us in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, as well as joining us online through blogtalkradio.com, through Right Talk USA, as well as through 106liveradio.com. Recording artist Chris Castano is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share it with all of you. You guys have probably seen online the video for his new single, Hot Chicks. We're going to actually be letting you guys hear that single today, as well as letting you guys know how you can stay connected with Chris, as well as support the music. Chris, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? It's Chris Casino. What's up to all the listeners out there?
Hey, man. Glad to have you on with us. Congratulations to you on the single. Well, we'll be sharing with our listeners how they can get it a little bit later. Chris, you know, you've been on really a wild ride this year. You've been able to not only share your music with your fans, but also be able to really be feeling the love back from them, especially online. I mean, what has this year been like for you, especially when it comes to the single, to see the way that people are responding to it?
This has been a great year for me. I started out and we recorded the Hot Chick record, and everybody was giving us this great feedback. We decided to let it go. It went viral. And, you know, this year we shot the video to it, and we're just getting a great response, and all the fans are responding to us. And I just want to thank everybody, all the supporters that supported us along the way and, you know, cheerleading for us and say, yeah, it's a great record that we should go for it. And we're just trying to reach all the good fans and continue to make great music.
Right, and I think that's what people are definitely taking away from it. Chris, you know, a lot of people will look at the video, they'll look at what you've been able to accomplish, and they don't always realize the work that went into it. Do you think that, you know, that the dues you paid along the way have kind of set the stage for the year you've had this year?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think that we put a lot of work in. We're independent, and, you know, independent is usually a really rough route because our arms is not as long as the major record companies. But from the groundwork, from me out in the parking lots and in the malls, selling thousands of CDs and everybody supporting us every day and buying the album, I think that it paid off really big, and we're at right now.
And you've definitely been able to connect with your fans, you know, using social media. That's been a big way as well. I mean, talk to us about that, because I think a lot of people still to this day, Chris, I mean, I'm surprised at it myself, but they don't always see the value of spending the time with the fans through social media. You've really used that to your advantage to not only share your music, but also to bring them into your life. You take them into the gym with you and, you know, let them know what's going on. I mean, why has that been so important for you to do?
Well, definitely social media. Because guess what? For a minute, I wasn't doing social media. I was like, everybody, I'm like, I don't need social media because, you know, I'm so independent. I'm out on the street. I'm selling all these units. But when I started using my social media, I was able to reach people everywhere around the country, different people calling me from Europe and different places like that, saying they love the Hot Chick record. They love it. When can I come out? So forth and so on. So social media was very, very valuable to what we're doing right now.
Exactly, and you've definitely been taking full advantage of it and kind of connected with your fans. I Am Chris Casino is where they can stay connected with you pretty much across the board when it comes to Twitter and especially Instagram. Instagram, I've noticed, has been really big for you. Chris, do you think that's because you're able to share not only, of course, the videos that you do, kind of, as I said, bringing us into your life, but also, you know, being able to kind of let people see, because they always say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Do you think that's why people have really gravitated to you there?
100%, 100% that Instagram, I was able to show people a day in the life of Chris Casino, show me on my CD grind, actually really showing me touch the people and sell the people my music. And the same people that buy Chris Casino's, the same people that buy a Jay-Z CD or a Kendrick Lamar CD, you know, the dollar never changed over for me. So we said, you know what, let's take it to social media, let's show people what we're doing, let them come on the inside, and everyone has been supporting us.
Right, and I think it's definitely been showing for itself. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Chris Cassino is our guest today. We're talking to him not only about his journey in music, but how he's been able to really connect with his fans. You tweeted recently, Chris, about, you know, you're performing live. And I think for an artist, I think that is when they really feel the most alive, is when they're up on that stage. Is that kind of the same for you? Is that when you feel the biggest connection with your fans?
That's a connection, but I think the biggest connection that I feel is you guys feeling my music. Because I think for any artist, the first thing that you feel is when you get felt and someone is feeling you and they really like your music and they into it, I think that is my real connection.
Got you. Well, you know, it's great that you've been able to not only share that with us, but also, of course, as we talked about the video. I mean, let's talk about the video for Hot Chick, because I think, you know, for a lot of people, Chris, that was the introduction even for them to you as an artist, as well as to the song itself. I mean, what was it like for you to kind of, you know, to be involved in the mechanics of it and then to see it all come together?
Oh, it was great. It was a great thing. You know, it started out a little rough, you know, because we, you know, had girls there and, you know, you're trying to get the hottest girls. And, you know, Hot Chick is just not a girl that has long hair or a big, big, big body, bottom, none of that. That's not a hot chick. That's not the only hot chick. Hot Chick is if you're an independent woman, if you're doing your own thing and you're taking care of your own responsibilities. That's a hot chick, you know what I mean? So we was, you know, kind of going back and forth with who we going to show as a hot chick, but at the end of the day, my team, Freeza Boyz and us, and we all came together, and it came out great, and the video was really great, and we're getting a whole bunch of views, and everyone's watching, and I just want them to continue to support Chris Cassino and my Freeza Boyz movement and what we're doing, and, you know, just follow us as we go along, because we have a lot of great things coming. We have a new record coming. I don't want to really throw it out there, but we have another single, excuse me, that we're about to push, and it's going to be great. This next single that we're going to drop, I'm calling it. This is going to be a game breaker right here, especially for the pop EDM world that we're reaching out to.
Got you. You know, I'm glad you said that, because I think one of the things that comes across from you, Chris, is that you are a person that just loves music, period. You're not really about a certain genre. Of course, people will have a genre they'll put you in, but is that important for you just so you to show your love of music, you know, in general?
Absolutely. My love for music is how broad my ears, because I've traveled. I've been all over the country. I've seen what people all over the world like, and I said, you know what? If I'm going to come into this business, I want to make an impact. I want to make world music. I want to make music that everyone can love, that everybody could enjoy.
Right, and that's definitely what's happening. For those who have not had a chance to watch the video yet, you guys can head over to chriscassino.net, and there you can be able to see it right there on the main page. For those, though, who have not had a chance to hear the single, here is your opportunity. Here is Chris Cassino with Hot Chick. You all stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live right after this.
The way that she moving her body up and down to the bass and the treble on the floor, and she know that she the hottest chick in the club, and she know how to flirt everywhere that she go. She moving it, throwing it, bouncing it there in the air and there, and she go, and she go. And she moving her body up and down to the bass and the treble on the floor, and she know that she the hottest chick in the club, and she know how to flirt everywhere that she go. She moving it, throwing it, bouncing it there in the air and there, and she go, and she go, and she go, and she go, and she go.
You sipping on in that glass, keep them bottles coming real fast. Like the way you're moving, girl, it's all that. Just got paid, I'm about to spend that. Turn them in my way over to the back. Look like that's where all the girls at. No makeup, but girl, you still bad. You the type of chick to play with shit. Tell me now, what you want? I can give it to your hair in front. Drinks on me, throw that back. Tell the DJ to bring that back. Tell the DJ bring the shit. Tell the DJ bring the shit. Tell the DJ bring the shit back. The way that she moving her body up and down to the bass and the treble on the floor, and she know that she the hottest chick in the club, and she know how to flirt everywhere that she go. She moving it, throwing it, bouncing it there in the air and there, she go.
she a flirt. Hold one of these. She said she like it when it's hanging down to my head. Go to room key, head to the V. Tell the DJ bring the shit back. The way that she moving her body up and down to the bass and the treble on the floor. And she know that she the hottest chick in the club. And she know how to flirt everywhere that she go. She moving it, throwing it, bouncing it there in the air. And there she go. And she go. She goes. The way that she moving her body up and down to the bass and the treble on the floor. And she know that she the hottest chick in the club. And she know how to flirt everywhere that she go. She moving it, throwing it, bouncing it there in the air. And there she go. There she go. Everybody up and down to the bass and the treble on the floor. And she know that she the hottest chick in the club. And she know how to flirt everywhere that she go. She moving it, throwing it, bouncing it there in the air. And there she go. And she go. And she moving her body up and down to the bass and the treble on the floor. And she know that she the hottest chick in the club. And she know how to flirt everywhere that she go. She moving it, throwing it, bouncing it there in the air. And there she go. And she go.
We have Chris Cassino with Hot Chick right here on Conversations Live. That came from our friends at Amazon.com, one of our partners here at Conversations Live. But the single is really available through all your favorite online retailers. In fact, if you guys go over to ChrisCassino.net, you'll notice that Chris is also holding a special challenge. He's calling the Hot Chick Challenge. And that's something special if you guys get this single through CDBaby.com. First of all, before we get into the challenge, Chris, I mean, where did the idea for the challenge come from?
I mean, well, you know, we got a lot of great thinkers on my team. We sat back. We thought, like, you know, what's a great way to market this record? We said, let's put a Hot Chick Challenge together. And it's working, and it's doing very well.
All right. So people, head over to ChrisCassino.net. You'll see at the top of his page where the Hot Chick Challenge is there. And he really plays it out for you guys really simply. It's five steps there to make sure you guys are able to get some great prizes, including some VIP tickets to an upcoming show on Chris's tour. So make sure you guys head over to ChrisCassino.net, and there you can find out more information about the Hot Chick Challenge. And then that, again, if you buy the single through CDBaby.com. But as I said, it is available through all your online retailers. You know, when it comes to the tour, Chris, I mean, that has to be a great feeling. As you mentioned earlier, you are a traveler of the world. Is that part of the excitement for you, too, being able to travel the world with your music?
Oh, that is the most exciting part. I think that is everything, to be able to travel and just touch all these different people, to be able to go to Vienna over in Europe and go to Amsterdam and all these different places and just touch all of these people that's around the world and reach them and just have the experience of shaking their hand and just really letting them feel me as an artist, to see what it is I'm bringing and what I'm going to bring and what I'm going to continue to bring. It's a great feeling.
So we definitely want our listeners to stay connected with you. You can find all of his social media sites right there from the website at ChrisCassino.net. So you guys can make sure you guys are staying connected with everything going on with Chris. Again, the single is called Hot Chick. Make sure you guys get it for yourself. And Chris, thank you so much for the time today, man. Really appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks a lot, and I appreciate you guys. And you guys continue to do what you do. Continue to bring the great music to the listeners. You guys are great people for that, and I appreciate you guys as well. Let's go, Chris Cassino. Hot Chick, I am Chris Cassino on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Let's go, y'all. Turn up, Chris Cassino. It's a Hot Chick world. Let's go.
All right, so make sure you guys are staying connected with Chris for sure. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.